This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As the COVID-19 pandemic sweeps through Wisconsin, closing schools and businesses, you may be wondering what you can do to help right now while you shelter in place. So did WPR reporter Bram Sablesmith, so he asked around.
Here's a common question people have been asking through WPR's Wisconsin Project. What can those of us who are financially able do to help other people or organizations who are severely impacted by this virus?
Yep, that's about the position that I was sitting in.
Alyssa Hartman is executive director of the Artisan Grain Collaborative. It's an organization that focuses on supporting farmers, millers, bakers, brewers, people who work throughout the grain supply chain. She says with the onset of the pandemic, the collaborative started thinking of ways to keep everyone working so that farmers can get paid for their grain, bakers can get paid for their work.
And to ensure that that product gets into the hands of people who need it locally. And so that is how we came up with this idea called Neighbor Loaves.
Neighbor Loaves. The idea is simple. You go to the website of a participating bakery and buy a neighbor loaf. Bread that gets made, sliced, and sent to organizations feeding the community, like the Madison School District.
Each loaf is $6.50, so it's a way that most people who maybe have a little extra cash to spend can take a very simple, concrete action from the convenience of their home, which is where we all should be right now.
Okay, so that's one way to help make sure people have food to eat. How about another?
Hello, Food Pantry serving Waukesha County. Karen speaking.
Karen Treadwell is executive director of the Waukesha Food Pantry in Waukesha County. She says the pantry typically serves about 50 families a month. As you can imagine, those numbers are going up.
Daily, we've been seeing anywhere between 63 and high of 117 families. And, Actually, last Thursday, we had 148 families.
Food pantries are considered essential during this emergency, and they've been asked to stay open. At Waukesha, they're taking precautions like switching to only prepackaged food and delivering it to people in their cars. To help the food pantries right now, Treadwell says most grocery stores still have donation bins, so if you're out shopping anyway, you could buy a little extra to donate. Plus, her pantry is still looking for volunteers who are lower risk for severe symptoms to help prepare the food.
We set up our practice here, our agency here, in a social distancing manner so that when we're having volunteers prepack the bags and boxes of foods, they can do so in a safe distance from one another.
Another challenge right now is getting food to the elderly, especially in rural areas. Joel Godsecker is head of the Aging and Disability Resource Center in Oneida County, which delivers Meals on Wheels in the area. He says with the U.S. Congress's response to COVID-19, he's anticipating an increase in the number of meals delivered.
Under the new law, a person who would otherwise not be eligible because they aren't disabled enough will be able to request a meal based on social isolation or social distancing.
He says cash donations are always helpful, but in Oneida County, the Meals on Wheels program relies on volunteers, and they're going to need more, especially younger ones, to deliver the extra meals.
We have probably over 100 volunteers total. We probably use about 25 to 30 per day for the home-delivered meals. Most of our volunteers are older adults already, so we're kind of anticipating that they're going to start saying, I need to socially isolate as well, so I can't continue.
Homelessness and housing is another area of need right now. Pat Vanderberg is president of Milwaukee Rescue Mission, a homeless shelter with services for men, women, families.
And all across the board, we're up 40% year against year. So we've definitely seen an influx of people.
Vanderberg says financial donations are always helpful for this and any homeless shelter. But Milwaukee Rescue Mission also keeps a list of urgent needs on their website. The top three right now are face masks, thermometers, and, surprising to me,
men's underwear. Those are kind of our top things. In addition to that, you know, like cold medicine, over-the-counter cold medicine, children's Tylenol, disinfecting wipes, hand sanitizer. Again, no surprise here, toilet paper, like everyone else.
Since the schools closed in Wisconsin, childcare has been a major issue, especially for people with essential jobs like healthcare workers and first responders. Many YMCAs around the state have pivoted to providing emergency childcare, including in La Crosse, where Jenny Meldy is Director of Culture and Youth Development.
So we're trying to do our social distancing as much as you can with young children. You still have to hold a baby and give a two-year-old a hug. And, you know, sometimes, you know, school-agers still need a high five, but practicing good hygiene, washing hands a lot, and pushing that with our staff and families is important.
Meldy says their biggest need right now is financial assistance.
Frankly, families who at this point weren't expecting to need childcare because schools were in session now need childcare. That's their financial resources. And so we at the Y, we give away financial assistance to those in need. And in order to do that, we depend on donations.
Finally, many people have asked WPR's Wisconsin how they can support the healthcare workforce right now. Terry Wilczek is Chief Philanthropy Officer of Marshfield Clinic. She says hospitals around the country are in need of personal protective equipment right now, so if you've got some, they could use it. Also, those instructions for hand-sewn masks you might have seen, those are real.
We have already received over 3,000 masks, and we really need probably 10 times that many because we have them out at every one of our Marshfield Clinic centers. So when patients come in, they're asked to put a mask on.
Wilczek says blood donations are helpful since the blood supply is low right now. Plus, Marshfield and most hospitals are also taking donations for funds to support their workforce.
That might mean providing them with shampoos and conditioners and things so they can shower at the hospital, meals, nourishment packs. We recognize some of them may not want to go home. They're caring for patients that are in a COVID unit. And so the health system is looking at opportunities of where those providers could maybe stay.
So if you're wondering how you can help out right now, these are some ideas to get you started. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.